14. Turn your Bibles there. Two key thoughts I want you to take a hold of. One, how God give you things. Two, how you receive. Acts chapter 14, I read from verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Of course, and they wanted to start worshipping them. But there are two things that I want you to see here. One is, how does God give things? Because we are men, and most of the time when we relate with God, we do a mental carryover. As a man, you step into the presence of God thinking like a man, relating with God. God is not a man, God is a spirit who dwells in the spirit realm, and you are coming to him as unto a man. Then you miss it. Just like a man relating with his wife as a man, or a wife relating with her husband as a woman, we are not on the same page. So regularly we make that mistake, but we are dealing with our relationship with God. So when you come to God, recognize that God is a spirit. He uses words to accomplish things. Now, in this particular chapter 14, there is a man that is crippled. What he's looking for is healing, to walk again. And God came with that miracle for him. Now, it doesn't matter what is going on. Listen closely to what is being said. It doesn't matter what is going on. Listen closely to what is being said. The way that God gives things to you is through his words. The way that God works in your life is through his words. By his spirit, definitely. By angels, by his power. But it is through the agency of his word. Did you get that? If you didn't hear what God said, you cannot participate in what God wants to do. He says it with his mouth and then follows up with different things. He has more than a billion ways to get things done. But what he will do is what he has said. That's the key thing. So in this Acts chapter 14 here, go to that verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never walked. The same heard Paul speak. How many of you have heard this statement that the Bible said, he sent his word Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. He didn't say he sent his word to heal them. He sent his word and healed them. So the way God brings anything that you are looking for is through the agency of his word. Now, how that word comes is a key factor to you receiving what God is giving. Is that okay? You can cry from here till tomorrow. When God is ready to do something in your life or for you, he will send his word. Now here is this man. How did God send his word here? The same had Paul speak. The same did what? The same had Paul speak. So God sent his word through Paul. Did you get that? God does not send his word through everybody. He sent his word through prescribed channels. In this Acts chapter 14, it was through Paul. When Jesus got to Nazareth, you remember that story? Let's put our hands in Acts chapter 14 and go to Mark chapter 6. Very, very simple. If you get this one, boy, you won't have any problem again. Is that okay? He sent his word and healed. He sent his word and delivered. He sent his word and blessed. He sent his word and promoted. He sent his word and assisted. Anything you are asking God to do, how is he going to bring it? He's going to send his word. So you must be looking for that word. Now the devil is going to attack you in one way to get your mind off the word that God is bringing and put it on the vessel that is bringing the word. Now let's look at Mark chapter 6. We're going back to Acts chapter 14. Okay. Mark 6. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ here. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. What is he teaching? The word of God. What is happening here now? God is there. Anytime that the word of God is being preached or taught, God is there. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So listen closely when the word of God is being preached, taught, or sung. If it is the word of God, God is there. But now, God is there specifically in the context of the subject of the word. Have you been to some churches that they never experience promotion? They never experience breakthrough? They never experience physical advancement? But people are getting saved in that church. People are getting ready for heaven. You know why? That is the only subject that they are preaching. Anytime that the word of God is somewhere, God is there. But God is there to do in the specific context of the subject of the word of God that is being addressed. Did you get that principle? God is there. He's not there because they put a church there. He's there because the word is there. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. But the word of God addresses different subjects. So if there is a subject in the word of God
that you have never heard. There is no way that you can experience it or God can do it for you. Even though God wants to do it. Did you get that point? And I said, there are Christians today that are very, very strong in certain subjects. Very strong. Jesus is coming back. Very strong. Because every week, the pastor or the minister preach on the second coming. He's coming back again. He's coming back. In fact, the choir, a person can have an anointing for music. All right, let me use this pastor. Come. If this pastor is a minstrel, that means God has called him and given him an equipment inside the spirit to bring songs from heaven, to bring songs to us from God. And if all I'm preaching every Sunday is the second coming, that is what the equipment inside the spirit will be working with. He'll be generating songs about the second coming. He's coming back. He'll just bring in different kind of songs that, and we will be full of the coming of Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying? We're so strong in it and never do any other thing. Have you met Christians that they're expecting Jesus to come back, but the landlord has driven them out of their house? Have you met Christians like that, that they know Jesus coming back, they are waiting for Jesus to come back, but their children, they have been sent from school, things are not working well for them physically? Have you met Christians like that? It is not the fault of the devil. It is not the fault of God. It is the fault of their preacher. You can make it with a bad tailor. You can change a bad tailor, but you won't make it with a bad preacher. Very important. Have you met Christians that have been defeated before? Was it that the devil was strong? Or was it that the devil is stronger than God? No. But they never had the specific provision of God that they needed to put them over. Haven't you heard of children of evil ministers of the gospel that the devil took from under their nose? Why? The father, the preacher himself, did not even believe that. Are you with me here? God sent his word, and anything that God is going to do, he will send his word. Now, that word will be sent through an agent. The word of God will not come out of the atmosphere and you just hear something as you are going home. Thus saith the Lord, my daughter. Will you wait? You won't wait. Is that going to come through the Holy Spirit? All right? Through an angel? Through a human being? Once that word comes, God is there, but God is there to do in the context of the specific subject. So if a church is strong, have you met some Christians that are very strong on breakthrough? They are having testimonies of breakthrough. Have you ever met Christians like that? Regularly they have testimony. Ah, God did this for me. I got promotion. I got this and all that. And they are living in very crazy sins. Have you met them like that? Pastor is sleeping with church member. Husband of one is sleeping with another person. And they are speaking in tongues. But when it comes to breakthrough, and sometimes you wonder and say, excuse me, how can this is not fair. This is a brother that is very holy, and this brother is not holy. Why is he getting a breakthrough? This brother that is holy is not getting a breakthrough. What you get is not determined by God, it is determined by what you are hearing. The Bible said, take heed what you hear. He that heareth has. He that heareth not does not have. So if your pastor or your preacher does not deal with specific subjects in the Bible, there is no way you can have faith for that subject There's no way God can do that subject for you. Amen. So you have found Christians like that. Am I correct? You have found Christians that are very, very serious Christians, but they are struggling in different areas of their life because they've not had. But then, I want to talk to you today of Christians that had, but they don't know how to bring it out. I've mentioned that today. Is that okay? So here in this Acts chapter 14, we see God sent his word through Paul. That man needed a healing, and the word is preached now. Paul is preaching. The man heard Paul speak. So through the speaking of Paul, God's word was coming. And what Paul was speaking was available. I'd like you to read the book of Luke chapter 6, 17. He said Jesus was somewhere teaching and the power of God was present to heal them. Alright? Okay, this is Luke 6:17. Alright? And okay. And I'll use this, but I want you to get that passage for me. I think it's Luke 5. Okay? Read this one too. Luke 6:17. Read it. It's also good.
And he came down with them. Uh-huh. And stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases.
Did you see the connection between hearing him and getting healed? So if they didn't hear him, can they get healed? Now this is the way many people want it. They want to be healed first, and then they will hear. Why is the order very important? Because God gives us things through his word. And if his word has not come, that thing is not yet available. Now look at the passage in Luke 5.
And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching. Luke 5:17.
Luke 5:17, okay.
And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching.
Watch that. Watch this passage now. As he was teaching. He was teaching on a subject. You cannot teach on all subjects at a particular time. You can only teach on a subject at a particular time. He was teaching on a subject.
That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord
was present
to heal them.
To heal who? To heal them. But they didn't get it. And this first point I want you to deal with. When you take your Bible at home that I want to read, everything in that Bible is immediately available. Just like if you step into ShopRite, everything that is in ShopRite is available, is for sale. They didn't say a short man shouldn't enter, a woman shouldn't enter, it's available. And once you come in, you can go to any shop. Am I correct? Electronic shop is there. Food center is there. Vegetable is there. Clothes, different things. Am I correct? Now, you go to the shop that you want. When you open your Bible, everything in the Bible is immediately available. But now you go to a particular scripture. That now takes you to the shop that you want to shop. I want to shop in Psalm 23 today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Are you following what I'm saying? That is one way that the word of God can come. When you take it yourself now. And I want to study it. I want to experience it. And you go into it. Have you ever flipped through the Bible before that you didn't know where you want to study? Anybody has ever happened to it before? Let me see your hand up. Praise God. I know your problem now. You know, sometimes mommy asked me and said, "Daddy, will you follow me to shop?" I said, "No. Let's go together." I said, "No. Tell me what you want to buy." He said, "Where we get there?" I said, "No." Now, because when I go to shop, I have a list of the things I want to buy. 4 things that I want to buy. And I know the shops that I want to go. So I go there, pim, 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 pim. Under 1 hour, I'm through. But I don't understand why we have to go through the whole shopping center. Shopping? I say, have you seen what you want to buy? Well, I'm still checking around. Every married man understands what I'm talking about. Amen? And then I say, buy this one. Oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. And that's what many of you do with the Bible. I don't know, Psalm 27. Huh? Psalm 35 is also there. Isaiah 54. Ah, that's right. Acts 20, 38. Ah. And 1 hour has gone. You have not bought anything. Has it ever happened to you before? Now you must stop now. Amen? You should be able to take a scripture and say, this is the one I want for today. Because it's available. And when we come to church and we are dealing with the subject like the Lord was teaching here, obviously the power of the Lord was present almost every time that Jesus is teaching, and the people from different places are there. It is Isaiah 61 that he's teaching from. Luke 4, 18 tells us the major subject that he preached on when people got. It is when his disciples are around alone that he spoke them of things of the kingdom and different things like that and all that. Okay? But when it is the crowd, he just takes Isaiah 61. The Spirit of Lord God is upon me. He has anointed to do this and all that. And when they believe that, the power of God moves and begins to heal, begins to deliver, begins to set them free. Do you understand that? He has a subject. In that Luke chapter 4, when he got to the temple, the Bible said, he stood up to read and he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He found means he searched. He had a scriptural text in his mind that he wanted to preach from. He found the place. You get that? So it's important that you understand that when you come to the presence of God, you must identify your purpose in the presence of God. If, for example, you are here for fellowship, just to enjoy the presence of the Father, wonderful. Just sit down, oh, praise God, hallelujah, I love the preaching, I love the choir, I love the ambience of the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit in the atmosphere. Wonderful. You have fulfilled your purpose. Is that okay? But that is not all that God is here for. When God shows up anywhere, we can fellowship with Him, but He's also there to do things for us. And in doing things for us, we must know how God gives us things. Whether you're on your own or you are in church, if, for example, I want God to give me something and I'm not in church, I can get the tape of a message and play it. The word of God never dies. It is eternal. I can pick a message that was preached in 1952, 1948, 1930. As long as it can still sound, as soon as the sound begin to come out, the same way that God was present when it was live, He is also present there. One Sunday like that, we're having a special service here, and the service was being live streamed. A woman was watching live on live streaming in New York, and she was responding to the ministration. She fell down at the power, just watching through her laptop. Because once the word of God can come out, God is there. In the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. And then in the context of the message or the subject that is being addressed, he wants to do, it's available. Do you get that now? So the subject tells you what is available and on offer now. And he said, as he was teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Read the next verse, verse 18.
And behold, men and behold, brought in a bed a look, man look, which was taken with a palsy. And look, they sought means to bring him in and to lay man, him.
Watch this now. There were people in the auditorium that I was preaching to, where I was preaching. And then they brought a man from outside. And that man, they tried to get him inside. There was no way to come into the normal door. So they went through the roof and then lowered him before Jesus.
And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, right, they went upon the housetop, okay, and let him down through the tiling, which is with his couch, into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith.
Now look at that. Just stop there. What did he see? Now, what did he see? Now, that's what the Bible told us. Is that okay? Now, you notice that this Bible, the verse that we're reading was not written as it was happening. Huh? It was written after it happened. If it was written as it was happening, he would have said he saw their efforts. Okay? Now, after the event that happened, the person that wrote it had come under the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is giving him a comprehensive picture of what happened. Because what we can physically see is just that these people couldn't enter, and then they had to go through the roof. They are climbing, they are doing that and things like that. But the motivation behind their action is something that is visible. That tells you something. The reason why you are here is more visible to God than your physical presence. Did you get that? Your reason, what drove you to the presence of God, what pushed you, is more visible to God than just your physical actions. Determination. You remember a woman that was leaking blood, a woman with issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd. She had said, if I may touch the hem of, I shall be healed. She pressed. There was something driving her. And when she grabbed the hem of his garment, she was healed. The power flowed. And Jesus said, who touched me? They said, everybody is touching you. Not everybody is touching him with the same thing. That you are here does not mean the same force brought you to the presence of God as the person beside you. Now listen to me. Three people can enter ShopRite. Only one person has money. Who will take material out? All of them can enter ShopRite with desire. I like this one. Oh, I like that one. Hey, I like that one. After what? Have you ever gone to do window shopping before? Anybody had done that before? You shop, you just saw many things, and then you walk down. They say, okay, you want anything? Oh, no. It wasn't that he didn't want, but he didn't have the means to acquire. Amen? Praise God. Now, on the other side, this man, you come and be God for us today. On that side, God has things on offer here, so come and stand here. God has a lot of things on offer. This man must have the means to acquire what God has on offer. Is that okay? I'm going to tell you two things that you can always use to get anything from God. Is that okay? Two things. Once you get them right, just don't drop it. You can always get.
Okay. Praise God.
You can always get everything that God has. If you have money, you know you don't buy materials in ShopRite with desire. Hello? And you don't go to the bank to withdraw money with desire. Just get there and say, I desire some money. What did you say? My pastor told me desire of the righteous shall be granted. They will arrest you immediately. You can't use desire to get certain things. And do you know there are lots of times that we come into God's presence with only desire. I desire this thing. I desire a miracle. I desire this. I desire that. You can't get things from God with your desire. If it is desire that gets you something from God, there will not be anybody in this world that doesn't have something from God. Everybody desires something from God. But it's not desire that gets you things from God. Is that okay? Now, we have seen that God gives things through his word. Is that correct? That word will come through channels. Let's say this is God that has everything you are looking for. And then, Pastor, you come. And he sent this man, like I'm preaching today. Alright? He sent this man to preach. Paul was preaching. Jesus came preaching, teaching. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. So we know he was preaching about something that has to do with healing. Paul was preaching. The man was there. So listen to what is being said. Listen. Don't be carried away by the personality. Now go back to Mark chapter 6, because I wanted to point something to you there. Let me deal with that side correctly. He sent his word. In the Old Testament, he sent his word through prophets. In the New Testament, he sent Jesus, and then Jesus now sends men. Not everybody is carrying the word of God. Did you get that? Huh? Not everybody is carrying the word of God. But when you see carriers of the word of God that God has sent, he gave them titles in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, and pastor. Is that okay? Those are special carriers of the word. Every believer is sent to preach the gospel. Listen to that now. Every believer is sent to preach the gospel to the world. So in that measure, you are a carrier of the word of God to somebody somewhere. But that person is not the same as you. Did you get that? You can't go to a crusade field now and say, well, I want to tell you the difference between Rhema and Logos. If people don't know what is the meaning of what you are saying, it is in church that we can use those kind of terminologies. Some places you can't even say open your Bible. They have never seen the Bible before. The book of Luke chapter 5. They wonder, Luke, is this some guy somewhere? He doesn't know what you're talking about. The epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. What? So there must be a different way that you are going to preach to them. You get that? That's why God specially called evangelists. People that are going to take the gospel that you know and make it so simple to somebody that doesn't know the Bible, that doesn't know God, that he will accept him. Sometimes when you hear an evangelist preaching, somebody else can say, you are messing up the gospel. No. He's preaching to people that don't know the Bible. The book of Revelations. What? So he has to be, God anoints him to do that. Is that okay? But he has to preach a subject called salvation for Jesus to save their souls. Is that okay? But now when we come to the family, sends men. A pastor, he tells him, establish a gathering of my people, a permanent gathering of my people, that's a family, consistent teaching, systematic teaching, bring them to understanding of me, and then you deal with this subject, you deal with this subject, you deal with this subject, you deal with that subject. A lazy pastor is going to produce a weak people because he's just going to focus on one subject, not teach other subjects. Okay? But then, different subjects taught. Every time a subject is being taught, God is present to do and manifest the reality of that subject. Did you get that? Well, you listen closely now. If somebody says, well, I want to take a special offering, it is not the offering that is as important as what he says. Did you get that? Good. Let's go back. Those of you that you have been following us in the fasting and praying, for example, when today, look at the declarations that came. The days of small things are giving way to the days of great things. Right? That is immediately available in the spirit now. But you have to specifically take it for yourself. Remember the day that I came to church and I told you that the Bible said the blessing of Lord, he make her rich. Remember? And that I saw on the internet a man define the rich. The world defines the rich as a man that has an income of $168,000 a year. That is about 68 million. That means if the blessing of God is on you, there is a potential in your life to earn an income of 68 million a year. That does not mean you are earning that. The clip that you watched, I asked the brother to ask God to make him a millionaire, and I said, is it possible? No, because there's no scripture that promised that God will make anybody a millionaire. God said the blessing of Lord, he maketh rich. That rich is a spiritual reality. Millionaire is a physical manifestation. God bless these three people, make them equally rich. Equally rich. What they become physically is their own responsibility. There's nobody born rich or born poor. People become rich or become poor. Did you get that? God gives things by his word. Anything that you have had the word of God over, he has given. Have you received it? Are you manifesting it? Did you get that? Good. So let's go to Mark chapter 6. Can you put it on the screen? Mark chapter 6, or read it for me.
And he went from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him.
Right.
And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things?
Now look at what they said. They didn't focus on what he was saying. They were focusing on him. God sent his word. That word will come through an agent. The agent can be a man, can be an angel, can be the Holy Spirit. Is that okay? It can be you reading the Bible. What you do to the word is exactly what you are doing to what is available. If you accept it, you believe it's available. If you say, I don't believe that, it's not available. Now, they focus and say, well, from where did this man get this kind of knowledge? What wisdom is that given that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Look at verse 3.
Is not this the carpenter, the son of...
Look at that. When did Mr. So-and-so become a prophet? Is he not a teacher in our school? Not what, one of our students? Is he not my wife? Is he not my son? Is he not my friend? They were looking at that. Now they have missed it now. Do you get what I'm saying? The messenger is not the issue. God has to have a messenger to deliver his word. Did you get that now? If you get to a shop in ShopRite and you are a racist or tribalist, you're a Yoruba man and it's an Igbo man that is selling there. I say, I don't buy something. I won't let an Igbo man carry my money. But you saw something you want to buy. Are you following what I'm saying? Now it's your fault. Now you didn't buy. You are a tribalist. The thing is available, but you allow the person selling to put you off. Are you following what I'm saying? You don't like a black man. You are a white man. See, I'm not going to buy from a black man. I'm going to look for a white man. You missed it now. That thing is available. Do you get that? We do the same in church. People do the same. A woman is preaching. What is she preaching? Not why is she preaching? There are two different things now. The important thing when you are dealing with God is what is being preached, not why are you preaching. Do you remember they told Jesus one day, they said, we saw a man that is casting out devils in your name, but he's not following us. Remember that? And Jesus said, he said, Master, and we tried to stop. He said, don't stop him. Any man that is not against us is for us. They were asking, why are you preaching? You are not following us. Who told you that it's only your group alone that God is going to use? Did you get that now? And that's where many people get in trouble. In Jesus' hometown, this is a homeboy, son of the Shoy, that came home. Amen. I've told young men that tell me and say, God send back to my hometown. I say, most of the time, people that God sent their hometown, they have finished their ministry, they are going to be buried there. Amen. But if you say God send you there, no problem. You're going to have a lot of problem to succeed in your hometown. You know that? Because there are too many people that know you in the flesh. Too many people that know the problems of your life. Too many people that knew you when you were nothing, when you were just crazy. And if they don't change their mind, they won't receive the word. It's not the man that does the miracle, it is the God that does the miracle. But the channel is the word. Did you get that? So here, read the next verse. What is the next verse?
But Jesus, okay, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph?
They know his family.
And of Judas, Judah and Simon, and not, are not his sisters here with us?
Look at the next line.
And they were offended.
The word offended means they stumbled at him, not at the word. They didn't even hear what he's saying. Look at the next line.
But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house.
And did you get that now? You've got a big problem if your mother is a member of your church. Do you get what I'm saying? Praise God.
And could dare.
Not that he would. Underline the word could. Not that he would not. He could not. There's a difference between he could not and he would not. He wanted to, but he couldn't. The thing was present, but he couldn't give it to them because they were not receiving. Alright? He could not do any mighty work save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And the verse 6 says, and he marveled at their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. Let's go back to that. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. Chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. Okay? Now, understand what I'm dealing with here. I want to remove blockage from. I want to give you two sides. God gives through his word. Anytime you hear the word of God, something being said is available. You had the testimony I shared yesterday. The brother that he happened to was in the meeting. He sent me the text. Okay? Some people have been owing him money. And he came to his phone. He came to his account. And he said, he will return it back. And the man said, you don't bother. How many of you like that kind of testimony? Now listen to me. If you never had the preaching of the word of God, that God can do that, it can never happen for you. So you understand the problem that we have now. God can do all things, but God will only do what is preached to us. What we find out. Do you know there are people that believe that the age of miracles have passed? You know that? Hello? Do you know there are people that believe that? Now turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 14, because I want to go to the second side now. Have we settled this first side now? Hold your Bible in your hand, let me see. See, everything in that Bible is available. You know, it is in that Bible that says you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. That is immediately available. The day you pick it, I say, this is mine. Hello? But if you never pick it as yours, if you keep reading it as for the Jews, it will be for the Jews. In Luke chapter 4, when Jesus got to the temple, he found the place where it was written. Did you get that? Now, why did he, how could he find it? Because he knew it before. This is how we are supposed to read the Bible. He searched and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Do you know the Pharisees have been reading that passage for years? They read it, they wonder, who is he talking about? 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 Until one day Jesus came and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Immediately he claimed that scripture as his own personal scripture. Everything that scripture began to function. The door for the prison doors began to open. The blind have their eyes open. The lame began to walk. The oppressed began to be free. Because somebody took his own word. Have you found your own word in this word? The day that you claim, I am the head and not the tail, that's the day that scripture is fulfilled in your own life. As long as it is in the Bible, it is available for whoever. It didn't say whosoever. Whoever believeth it, not whosoever. It is whosoever believeth, not just any whosoever. Did you get that? Hello? As a pastor, have you found the scriptures that specifically is promised to a pastor shepherding God's people? If you are going out as a Christian, the Bible says, this sign shall follow them that believe. Have you ever taken that scripture and said, this sign shall follow me? In my name they shall lay hands on the sick. This is me. That when Jesus was speaking that Mark 16, he saw you. He saw you. And you take it and say, Jesus, you saw me that day. This is me. I'm going to lay my hands. And I expect you to do this. Did you get what I'm saying? That is how Jesus took the scripture and he started walking. Now let's go to Acts chapter 14 now.
And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb.
Who never had walked. The same heart Paul speak. That's what we have read that passage. The same heart Paul speak. That is God now. Yes, God is coming through Paul. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You agree with that?
Yes, sir.
God is coming through Paul. And Paul is speaking on this subject. If I'm preaching on prosperity and you had it, prosperity is available for whosoever will take it. But you have to do something to take it. All the scriptures in the Bible, God's power, God is over there. His power is there. No word of God shall be void of power to fulfill itself. There is a power. The power of God was present. There's a divine power that makes it to work. You know the difference between the words in the Bible and the words in the newspaper? You know that you can find the same letters in the Bible and newspaper. What makes the difference is that there is a power, there's a supernatural power behind this one that you are reading here. You can never read the newspaper and believe it and something happen. But you can read this one and believe it and something happen. There is a living power behind every scripture. That's the difference. There are words. A book contains words. The Bible contains words. The difference is that the words in the Bible are backed up by a living power. Are you following what I'm saying? I've challenged, when I was going to the village in those days, I've challenged Muslims. I've told me if I come into the mosque, I do this ablution, I'll become a Muslim. I said, no problem if you allow me to preach. I'm confident in the Bible I'm carrying. Are you following what I'm saying? Praise God. I've challenged Muslims. You pray in the name of your God. I pray in the name of God. The God that healed this cripple, let's follow him. I'm still waiting for somebody that's going to accept that challenge. That Christianity is not a mouth religion. Did you hear what I'm saying? There is a living Savior. There is a living power behind every statement in the Bible. But that power, like electricity, you will have to connect it with something called faith. So God comes to the table with power. You come to the table with faith. Now listen to this. This is God now. He comes to this table with everything that he has for mankind and a power to make it happen. That power is available. You as a human being, that you want something from God, without faith, it is impossible. So you must come with faith. To help you, he gives you that faith. That faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you come with that faith, when Jesus got to Nazareth in Mark chapter 6, they didn't have faith in him. They called him a carpenter instead of calling him a prophet. And he could not do anything. Because the power was not available to work for them. Where the power was available in that Luke chapter 5, the people in the auditorium didn't get anything. A man came from outside, and the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith. What do you bring?
Faith.
Talk to me.
Faith.
What do you bring?
Faith.
Money.
Faith.
You know why? When God says it's faith that you bring, he makes it available for everybody. If it is money, the billionaires will put inflation on the miracles. And they will price it out of the hand of every poor people. Did you get what I'm saying? If it is money, you need to receive baptism in the Holy Spirit. Billionaires will be the one that will first of all get their share before they give us the remnant. But by making it by faith, and faith comes by sholeti, wegbeti, sholeti, sholeti, faiti, ebai. If you can hear, may I say something to somebody here today? If you can hear, all your problems can be solved. Your biggest problem is to come to God's presence and not hear. That's all. It's only a matter of time. If you can hear and you receive the word, faith comes, and you come to the table with faith. After all, everything that you believe that is wrong today, you had it from somewhere. Why should you believe a man more than you believe God? Somebody told me, I said, I don't believe God exists. It was a lecturer that told you God is dead. A woman like yourself, did you come from heaven believing that God is dead? It was when you came here that you heard from somebody as stupid as yourself that God is not alive. If I'm more stupid than you. Now you are now challenging somebody that says God is alive. You heard it from somebody. Praise God. Now listen to this. Now God's power is available to confirm, to do, but he gives it by his words. Is that okay? His words. You come with your faith And your faith will function through two channels. Don't forget this now. Your faith will function through your words and your action. That's all. Let's pick the man in Luke chapter 5. What did Jesus see? When he saw their faith, he said to the man, "You are healed." And the man was healed. He carried the load of luggage. What actually was he seeing? The action that their faith produced. That faith was working through their action. Did you get that now? When they climbed the tree, they climbed the building. Some people say, "Akile, what are you going to do?" Listen, today's man, the man that could not walk, that allowed four friends to carry him on a wheelchair or whatever, and they are passing him from hand to hand. What if he fell down? That faith that is moving them to do that, and they tore the ceiling, and Jesus was watching all the noise, crack, 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 they are, and they lowered the man down. He wasn't angry at all that they did. He saw their faith in the actions that they carried out. I'm going somewhere. When you said, "I receive it," that is 50%. I act according to what I receive is the second side. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I told a member of the church at MDS years ago, she has three children. Two of the children are in DIC today. They just married, and somebody told the lady and said, on the day of the wedding, one of her bridal train, before they went for the wedding, had an uncle said, "Does a cock crusher could come and call me?" I said, "What is this uncle saying?" That lady didn't tell the husband, didn't tell anybody. After the marriage, her body started behaving funny, and she went to do tests. They found out that something strange is happening. The male hormone in the body, it is rising more than female hormone. Our body is behaving like that of a man. And the tests were very expensive. So they came to see me at MDS. And I said to her, why are you afraid? You are a fresh wife. Why are you doing all these kind of tests? What are you looking for? The fear is driving her. What that man said is moving her to do that. And she's discovering strange things in her body. The husband is not aware. And there are women that their fear is ruling their marriage. Fear of what happened at the last pregnancy and delivery is making her not to get pregnant again. She's covering the fear up in different language and things like that. You better open up. Let whatever is dry, because that thing is visible in the spirit. I said, "What is it?" And then she opened up. And out of my spirit, the anger of the Holy Ghost rose. "Who is it that speaketh and he cometh to pass except the Lord of hosts?" How can a human being with demonic power want to determine the destiny of a person? Uncle! The word of the Lord came. "When do you want to start having children?" He said, "We are ready." I said, "No problem. We won't even pray." "Who is it that speaketh?" That's what God said. "And he cometh to pass except the Lord of hosts." Go and start buying materials. She went to the market to start buying. And now she had to make a choice now, female or male. She had first boy, second boy, third girl. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, the point is this. Faith was in her heart. I helped her to complete the action. Go to buy baby materials. It is somebody expecting a baby that is buying baby materials. Are you with me here? It doesn't matter what is going on in your body. When you come to God, He sent His word. You can come to God with your Bible. This is what the word of God says. 1 Peter 2:27, "By whose stripes you are healed." You can take that. Does it describe what you are looking for? That's mine. Now go to Acts chapter 14 now, quickly. Let me finish this message.
Who steadfastly beholding him.
Now Paul, this is Paul here. The same thing that made Jesus to see their faith. Come and see it here. Who steadfastly beholding him And perceiving that he had faith to be healed. But this man was still sitting on the floor, a cripple. I want you to watch this spiritual drama here. This man had never walked. He had Paul speak. God sent his word through Paul. He had that word. He had faith to be healed. But he was still a cripple. It is not enough for you to have faith to be healed. You must release that faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't work by hearing. Faith only comes by hearing. Everybody say, faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't work by hearing. You are not saying it. Speaking loud, I can't hear you. Am I hearing wrong? What I hear, some of faith works by hearing. Faith. Say it. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't work by hearing. Faith works by speaking and acting. Now, what is missing in this guy's case? Listen to this. Your faith can work sometimes by your speaking alone. Okay? Sometimes your faith can work by your acting alone. Sometimes you combine the two. The man that was crippled in Luke chapter 5, we never heard anything the man said. But Jesus saw the action of their faith. And he got a miracle. In this Acts chapter 4, chapter 14, he perceived that he had faith to be healed. How many times do children of God come to church, they hear a good message, but and they have faith for that thing, but there's no action that follows it. You remember many years ago, we didn't have a car. Everybody, ministers from everywhere, they come, man of God, you need a car. I said, I need a car. Yes, I need a car. And God said to me one day, he said, you will keep needing a car because what you are saying is, I need a car. So I said, I cancel that in Jesus' name. I don't need a car. I have a car in Jesus' name. Okay. Praise God. That's the first thing I had to change what I was saying. Because what I was saying is what I'll be having. If you keep saying, I need, you will keep needing. So I said, I have a car. Are you following what I'm saying? And then, suddenly, God said, now you say you have a car, but you've not done anything. I have a car. Yes, I have a car. What am I going to do? Have you found out how they are selling a car? I said, well, mommy, let's get to check a car. So we went to price a car to go to the motor dealer's shop. We went to preach for a friend in another state. And he had a brother that sells a car. He's a pastor. That's another story for another day. So anyway, we got there and saw this Ford Sierra, very fine car. Tokumbo just came to the country that time. That's the car that my spirit wanted. I saw that car. I said, this car will like it and things like that. That's the car that God was giving us. Now my faith is complete. We have gone out. We didn't go to give a check. We just went to price a car. So went back and I got a call from a lady, a pastor, that lady, when we were in Coca-Cola area, a sitting room church. She's gone over to UK now, that time. Then she called and said, Pastor, the Lord said to me, that was a week after, the Lord said to me to buy you a car. I said, praise God. Whoa! Now look at that. For years I've been agreeing with people, I need a car, and no car is showing. God said, change what you are saying. You need a car. That's what you'll be having. You need a car. I have a car. Now,
What steps am I taking?
Go and price a car. The following week she called.
I said, wow. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, God had completed his own part of the bargain. We went back there, and that pastor told me, and said, man of God, there's this Mercedes-Benz. This car, in fact, for your own sake, is you I want to have this car. I didn't know anything about Veku. Not one thing. Ignorance is deadly. Even when God is blessing you. So he said, this car is here that God has showed us that our heart has moved and everything. I said, this mess, this Benz. I said, okay. My friend that walked, that went with me, knew, but they didn't tell me. So we tested the car. I couldn't even drive. It was my friend that drove the car to the hotel where I stayed. And then we are going to leave the town to come back to Elisha. Say, let's take it to a mechanic. And the mechanic liked me because that man has been known me over the years and everything. When he saw the car, he said, Daddy, shall you let him to you? I said, and he kept quiet. He said, but you know what DSU. He didn't tell me. He had been the mechanic servicing that car. He was a military officer that used that car from brand new. And that car, you know. Anyway, don't let me go on that road. Because God had done a miracle. And then I went to change it. Now you must not change from what God gave you. Did you get the message now? I changed what I was saying. And then I added action to it. How does your faith get released? Speak it and act it. So let's stand to our feet now. And open to Acts chapter 14. And look at what happened to that guy. He's got the hearing right. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't work by hearing. Faith works by speaking and action. The days of small things are giving way to the days of big things. How many of you received that? What must you do now? That's where you must now find what you do right. Look at this man now. He perceived that he had faith to be healed. Verse 10, look at what happened. He was still a cripple. The power of God was hanging on that man's head like this. But nothing to trigger the power. Like a man that has an electric iron and the power is in the socket but he didn't press the thing inside. No action to trigger the power. He's still sitting there a cripple. If Paul left that meeting, that man will have faith to be healed but remain a cripple. Many Christians have faith to prosper, have faith to go forward, have faith to break through, but they are still struggling because they have not connected the action to death. Did you get that now? Did you get that now? When you go to open a shop, what is moving you? Is it faith in a word that God has spoken? Are you with me here? Huh? Or something else? Because two things release your faith. Your word. I said, I need a car. Was I releasing faith to get me a car? Or blocking a car? When I changed to I have a car, what happened? And when I went to price a car, what happened? Somebody called and said, God told him to buy me a car. Are you following what I'm saying? Maybe your words or your action is where your problem has been all the while. Your prayer is not the problem. Your hearing is not the problem. Your speech and your action may be the problem. He said to a woman, I told a lady, I said, when I pray for you, what are you doing? I'm going to sleep. I said, I'm not praying for you. If you are sick, if I pray for you, what does a healed person do? What does he do? You get up. When Jesus prayed for the mother of Peter that was sick, what did she do? She got up and cooked for them. Is that not so? But if you say, pray for me, I'm going back to sleep, that action canceled that confession. Are your actions canceling the confession of your mouth? Is your confession blocking the power of God? Look at verse 10. Put it on the screen. Everybody, let's read it together. Paul said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet.
And leave them.
He leaped down. Did you remember the other man at the beautiful gate? Give me some money. Say, silver and gold I have none, but what I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Did the man get up? What happened? Peter grabbed him. What is that one? Correct action. Correct speech, correct action equal correct result. Lift your hands to Jesus. Did you get it tonight? Did you get it? If God ever said anything, add two things to it. Correct word and correct action. Nothing can stop you anymore. If God ever said anything, or you find something that God has said in the Bible, correct words, correct actions. Nothing can stop that promise, prophecy, scripture from coming to pass. Absolutely nothing. So if there's any problem that we are struggling with in our life, it is either in our mouth or in our actions. Did you get that now? Huh? Oh, God said there are scholarships. Did you check online? Huh? No, I thought they would bring it to your house. Who? Angels? Answer me. God said, anointed jobs are coming. I receive it. What else after that one? Nothing. Good. I like that word. I apply. Amen. Anointed jobs are coming. I like what he said. After I receive it, I apply. But he's sitting there at home. If God has anointed job for me, he will give me. He will give me. He will give me. He will give me. Extra portions are coming. What after that one? Lift your hands to Jesus now. Say, God, change my husband. I receive it. And then you went on, you go, and your husband misbehaves. Say, hey, you are dry, holding it to a quadra. Now, what have you just done? What you received in church, you cancel with that statement. Daddy came in. I draw the money. What have you just done with what you did? What you received, you return back to heaven. The angel turned back and said, they started working on your husband. Did you remember when Joseph was going to drive Mary out? What happened in the dream? The angel that was to give that person a dream, when you made a negative statement, they went back. What did Mary say? Be it unto me according to your... What did she say? Have you seen a woman that get pregnant with a man? Did she say that? Correct words, correct actions, equal correct results. Lift your two hands to Jesus now. If you get this right, 2017 is smooth sailing. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit now. Now, you know what I want you to do for yourself tonight? What I want to do for yourself tonight? Holy Spirit, show me the places that my words are against you and against myself. The places that my actions are wrong and my words are wrong. For as long as I kept saying, I need a car. Man of God, you need a cow. You need a cow. You need a cow. That is not the correct word. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You need a job. That will not get you one. Did you get what I said to you today?
Yes,
lift your two hands and pray to Jesus. Father, show me where my words are wrong and where my actions are wrong. Whose Bible is this? Someone take your Bible. Lord, show me where my actions are wrong and my words are wrong, and I'm going to correct them. You now understand what God said to us, to shout grace unto 2017?
Yes, sir.
Correct word, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Shout grace again.
Grace.
I didn't say grace, I say shout grace.
Yes.
Now take correct actions. I'm going to pray for you now. Lift your hands to Jesus. Did you receive the word tonight?
I receive it.
Apply that, whether you read the Bible or an angel brought it or your spirit brings a word to you. Are you following what I'm saying? Or the anointed of God, anybody preaching under the anointing bringing the word. When you say, I receive it, Lord, what is the next action now? What is the next action now? What is the next action now? Are you following what I'm saying? Somebody called me today and said, Daddy, I had a dream tonight and I saw this brother, that this is what happened to him. Negative. I woke up, I canceled it, I slept again, the dream came again. And I remembered years ago in the auditorium when God called him and said, leave the town you are and relocate back to Shobo. So I said, tell the brother, first of all, let him go and do a medical checkup. His health is failing where he is. His action is not concerned with what God said to him. Are you following what I'm saying? Now God is giving somebody close to him a dream, repeated dream. The devil is not strong enough to defeat any child of God, except our words and our actions are against our prophecy. And I want to pray over you tonight, as you go into 2017, your words and your actions will be precise. You will not miss any promise or any prophecy.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Hear me. No matter what doctors say you are struggling with, if your word is in agreement with God and your actions are in agreement with God, you will not die.
Amen.
God's power will be brought to the scene by your words and your actions.
Amen.
Just keep speaking right and acting right. They say there's a recession. God say, when they say there's a falling down, what did the Bible says? Me boy, I didn't hear you. They say people are coming down. What is your portion? There is a lifting up. My boy was up lele. Shama by mosawipe. Yashishi. Right words, right actions. Right result. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak over every one of your saints, live on ground, live online, wherever, and anyone that will hear this message, let the anointing for correct actions and correct words, words and actions that are total alignment with your power, with your prophecy, with your covenants, with your promises, let that anointing rest upon your people. And let the anointing destroy the spirit of error in speech.
Amen.
The spirit of error in action.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2017. Your words will be right.
Amen.
Your actions will be right.
Amen.
Consistent with God's promise for you. With God's power. With God's prophecy. With your divine destiny. Your words will not join you to evil. Your action will not bring evil your way. In the name of Jesus. When Job said, the thing that I feared greatly has happened to me, because his action was bringing that thing. Everywhere that your actions and your words are drawing evil close to you, today I break that chain. I rebuild that chain. Every negative word that you have spoken that is being worked upon by demons, we command words to die. In the name of Jesus. Every negative word that you spoke in foolishness, in ignorance, in emotions, in pain, let those words lose their power. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God take over in your affairs, take over in your future. Everywhere that you have agreed with the enemy of your destiny and say, and you kept quiet, I command that word to stop operating. In the name of, who is it that speaketh? And it cometh to pass, except the Lord of hosts. Anywhere that anybody has spoken negative word with the power of evil against any one of you, I stand in the anointing of the Holy Spirit and nullify those words. In the name of Jesus, I nullify those words. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of God over you. It is well with your future. It is well with your tomorrow. It is well with your 2017. According to the word of God, so shall it be for you. It is collection time. It is collection time. Collection of miracles, collection of blessings, collection of promotion, collection of results. Divine results in 2017. Others may go down, but you will go up. We will rise to rise. In the name of Jesus. Do you receive that? It's your portion. In Jesus' name. Rise to your feet. Let's break bread tonight. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Right words, right actions, right results. Amen. That's your portion. Right words, right actions, right results. Glory to God. Let's take the communal element. No wonder David said, let the meditations of my mouth, of my heart, and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. May that prayer be answered for you. The meditations of your heart, the words of your mouth be acceptable before heaven. In the name of Jesus. You will not by your word agree against the future of your children. Don't let anybody say your child is a dunce. Say, money is a genius. Don't use your word to agree with any failure. Don't use your action to agree with any evil. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
It is well with you. Let's be fast about that. If you are bringing your tithe or any special offering, whatever, you can come to the altar quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody there's a miracle in my mouth. I didn't hear you say. There's a miracle in my legs. There's a miracle in my mouth. There's a miracle in my legs. Oh yeah. It's as simple as that. Your miracle is in your mouth. God has listed now. It is left for you to release it. Amen. There's a miracle in your mouth. And there's a miracle in your legs. Right actions, right words, right results. Father, we thank you. We sanctify this bread and this wine as we come to the table of the Lord. Thank you for the words that have come forth tonight. Anointed words, explanation, simplification, and clarification. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise, we give you glory. Let there be a divine seal upon this truth in the spirits of your people, that we will be known and identified as the people of right actions, the people of right words, the people of right results. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the praise, we give you the glory. We thank you as we break this bread and take this wine. We break it for life, for health, for victory, for power, for glory, for beauty. In the name of Jesus. You say, when I see the blood, I'll pass thee over and not allow the angel of destruction to come in unto you. Whatever is the agenda of hell for mankind, wherever we find ourselves on this planet, as we take this bread and take this one, we step into the miracle of divine exemption. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We receive it for life. We receive the tithes of the obedient ones. We rebuild Devorah for your sake. Let the windows of heaven open upon your life and let the goodness of God overshadow your life. We thank you. To this end, according to these words, we break this bread and we take the wine now. In Jesus' name. You can take it now. You can drop your tithes. Okay, Pastor Tunji is closing for us. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Tomorrow we'll be here 5 o'clock for the day three of step three of the fasting and praying.
You can do better than that. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord tonight. It's been a peculiar service of great impartations. And I want us to bring out our thanksgiving offerings tonight to appreciate God for the great deposit and investment of grace into our future, into 2017 and the rest of 2016. Bring out an offering to appreciate the Lord tonight and lift it up unto the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. This is more than what we bargained for. Thank you for the release of grace, a graceful, grace-filled 2017. Thank you for this spirit of faith that you have released upon us tonight based on the understanding we have received. And Lord, we give our thanksgiving offering and we ask that, Lord, our barns be filled with plenty, our presses will burst forth with new wine in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. The ushers will go around to collect our offerings and we welcome Pastor Afolabi to lead us on. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.
Praise the living Jesus. I'm commissioner of the Lord tonight to welcome some special people in our midst. If today is your first time of fellowship with us in this church, I want you to give up and receive your hands tonight. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. You can just stand to your feet from the back. God bless you. Also, let's help them to bring them to the front. You are welcome. Just come to the front. God bless you.
Yes, we love you.
Yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
All we can see.
You are welcome.
We can see all over you.
The glory
of the Lord. Yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
On behalf of my father, my mother, and the Lord, I want to welcome you tonight on grand, online, to the Dream Center of the Life Wise International Church. I want to tell you, this is the house of calling, and this is the house of covenants. And God has to keep us to helping men realize that God-given dreams in life. And I want to tell you that God has to keep us to help you to realize your God-given dreams in life. I want to tell you, if you join us, we are going to do you good. For God has spoken good concerning us. Church, I want us to stretch forth our hands towards them. I want us to pray for them, that God will plant them in the name of Jesus. They will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. The purpose of bringing them to this church will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. See the usher standing beside you is waiting to receive you. Praise the Lord. Let's follow them. Let's clap for him. God bless you. God bless you. Let's welcome Pastor Olajolo as we take announcement together. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow is Thursday and we'll be having counseling the auditorium here between the hours of 12 noon and 2 p.m. So if by adventure you need counseling on any matter, just let's be here by 12 and you will receive a counsel of peace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This week Friday, there will be a special monthly deliverance clinic. I believe you are going to clap your hand for Jesus. The meeting will kickstart on this Friday, 4th of November, by 10 p.m. And I want you to notice this. Say those that want to book an appointment for ministration should forward their details to dc.lifeoasis@hotmail.com. dc.lifeoasis@hotmail.com after meeting their pastors. So they just come for ministration, discuss with your pastor, and forward everything to the email. Praise the Lord. So this announcement from Abundance Life Bookshop. So if you are here to pay for any calendar collected during prayer today, please do well to come and pay. And if you are to collect change, please come for it also. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On Saturday, we'll have the prayer and fasting meeting from 7 a.m. in the morning So let's all be here, unless we're here on time. We have the corporate evangelism by 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the pregnant women's class will hold, that's the pregnant women's ministration now, will hold by 4 p.m. also. And on Sunday, it's a special Sunday for us. Yes. It's a double Sunday. Mm. Amen. You can do better than that. Mm. Amen. We'll be having the With God, All Things Are Possible service. At the same time, running with the prayer and fast meeting. So, don't just come alone on Sunday. Make sure, take advantage of the card that you have been collecting that you have not given to somebody, and invite somebody to church for that service. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. Amen. As you do so, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Have you been blessed tonight? Amen. Let's rise up on our feet as we welcome Pastor Tunjade Dokun to round us off.
Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Amen. Let somebody shout grace.
Grace.
Let somebody shout grace.
Grace.
One more time, shout grace.
Grace.
Father, we go in the strength of this impartation that we have received tonight in the name of Jesus, that grace that has been released upon us under this anointing will color our lives. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Tell somebody, there is a miracle in my mouth. There is a miracle in my legs. Tell one more person, there is a miracle in my mouth. There is a miracle in my legs. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercies are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. As for me and my house, we are a demonstration of the reality and the existence of God to the world. Amen. Tell five people, I have grace.